ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Yeah!
Back in the States.
So now, and this is WFMU East Orange, and this is, I believe, my sixth or seventh anniversary Halloween show. The Frantics there, Werewolf. They later became Moby Grape. File that in your rock trivia draw. Future trivia question. The Grey Tones, Weird One, The Phantom Five, Graveyard. The Creeshells, Dracula, and the Rhythm Rockers opened it up in Weird. Got all kinds of Halloween stuff today, all kinds of Halloween trash, piles and piles of it. Some of it you never heard before, some of your old favorites, some of the stuff I only play once a year. That's what we're doing all day, except for we'll take two little breaks from that. We're going to do our voodoo and Satanism blues hangover for Halloween, no hillbilly hangover, and we're going to do, at 4:30 we're going to do our 25th anniversary of the First Stooges gig tribute, which tomorrow is the 25th anniversary of the First Stooges gig, so... That happens in an hour and 15 minutes from now. And until then, we also have knuckleheads in the news. We got Nazis in the news. We got animals fighting back. We got a lot of good stuff. All by myself again until I think Manitoba's going to come back next week. And I think Il Bruch gets back from Europe sometime at the end of November. So, let's get on with it. Some old favorites right here queued up for your Halloween, pre-Halloween party. Better send this one out to Megan before she leaves for work.
I took a goat's tooth, an old shoe, and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made a crazy sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hid them in a sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu to tattoo, a genie on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I took a black cat, a cave bat, and threw them in the pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot.
Oh, you ungrateful children. I thought you liked snappy music.
Fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused at all, but nevertheless, we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cruising for a bruising. There was a running and a losing. Put it to an end, 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 the trembles. There's a fungus among us.
I don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul.
see my doctor. Asked him what was wrong. He gave me an examination. I was chilled to my bones. She made my blood run cold. Sent cold chills all through my soul. Freezes my heart, causes my blood to stop. Have icicles hanging from my eyes. I need heat all around the clock. She made my blood run cold. Sent cold chills all through my soul. She made my blood run cold. Sent cold chills all through my soul. She came to the doctor's office and rubbed him on his head. And before I could give him a warning, he was standing there frozen dead. She made his blood run cold. Out of his soul. What a chilly woman.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Did you ever take a walk on a pale night through a deserted cemetery?
Just about all we want from you.
The Heel Monster.
The Heel Monster hot head and point of brown. Crane his head looking all around. Eyes lit up like a two-bit cigar.
I wonder what that monster's looking for.
The Heel Monster twitching and bless my soul. Like he's doing the rock and roll. Got a little closer so I could see.
Hope that monster ain't looking for me.
The
That's your mama, son. There's the monster over there. Well, I got a little courage and I started to speak. My mouth got dry and my knees got weak. Heart was pounding, I was filled with guilt. Think I better split you out of here.
I'm gonna ask him myself. Mr. Monster, what are you looking for?
What do you think, man? I'm looking for a Sheila Monster.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
If you dare follow me, you will? Fine. Shall we go, then?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU. That thing you're hearing in the background, that's the sounds of the haunted house. It's going to be my matting for now. Freddie and the Hitchhikers there, Sinner on the Bandbox label. Before that, we heard Joe Johnson and the Gila Monsters. Leroy Bowman and the Arrows did Graveyard. Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm on the Federal label, She Made My Blood Run Cold. Hugh Barrett and the Victors did There's a Fungus Among Us. And we opened up with the Johnny Otis Show, Casting My Spell. One of our all-time biggest request items here on the Hound Show. And, let's see, we got a few things to renounce. Got a few things, got lots of news. Let's see, what's going on this weekend? Tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken, this is really cool. Mr. T and Vince the B are spinning records. So instead of going to see a bad band, you can go hear good records, like really good records that nobody else has except those guys. In fact, our very own Mr. C is supposed to put in an appearance, and it's free to get in. And you know what? I think records are better looking than most bands, most people anyway. You want to go look at some horrible guy at tattoos and making stupid bass faces, or you want to go look at a beautiful chess label? I'll take the records any day of the week. So that's tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken. What else is going on? Tuesday over at Brownies, the world-famous Blue Jays and Amy McMahon Rigby. Friday at the Levee, Courtney and Western, and the Washbirds, featuring our very own Laura Cantrell. What a guy. I got all these little cards here. What else is going on? Oh, New York Loose with Homeboy Steve at the Continental Wednesday. That looks like good for announcements. Got a lot of things in the news. This is my absolute favorite news story of the last 6 months. This comes courtesy of Fast Freddie Patterson up at Warner Chapel Music. I'm just going to read this. This comes from the Bloomberg News Service last week. In retrospect, quote, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil, Udo Busstone told the bemused doctors in the severe burn unit of a Salt Lake City hospital. Busstone and his partner, Kiki Rodriguez, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong. Now here's an actual quote. I put a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped faggot our gerbil in, he explained. You following me? As usual, Kiki shouted out, Armageddon, my cue that he'd had enough. I tried to retrieve faggot, but he wouldn't come out again. So I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesperson described what happened next. Let's get a little hush going here. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas, and a flame shot up the tube igniting Mr. Busstone's mustache and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. Busstone suffered severe second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Rodriguez suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract. Sheriff Hugo Root later told reporters, it's faggot the gerbil I feel sorry for being stuffed up some Queens tradesman's entrance. There you go, folks. There it is. Our cave persons in spaceships for this week. Kiki Rodriguez and Vito Busstone of Salt Lake City, Utah. What will those kooky Mormons think of next? It's an actual story. I couldn't make that up. Oh, let's see what else is in the news. There's a lot of news. Vincent Price died this week. Now that right before he couldn't wait for Halloween. He was in a lot of great movies. Really great actor. He was a Gemini like me. He was born May 27th, 1911 in St. Louis. Great actor. It's too bad. That bums me out, even though he was an old fart and he was ready to go anyway. And well, we'll get to the poo. All right, let's get back into it. I got a lot more news for later, and we also have our tribute to the 25th anniversary of the Stooges Vom set, and the rest of it's all going to be Halloween. But right now is our voodoo and Satanism blues hangover, especially for Halloween, with J.B. Lenore opening it up. A voodoo boogie.
Boy, walk on the floor. You got something nobody don't know. You got the voodoo boogie. The voodoo boogie. You got the voodoo boogie. Well, change the poor man mind.
Personality Station.
That's right. That's us. Personality Plus.
Look and listen, that witch and I was here again. Oh, hush, look and listen, that witch and I was here again. With such a creepy old feeling, it's enough to drive a man insane. Now my doorknob rattling, my chair's turning round and round. My doorknob is rattling, my chair's turning round and round. I can hear strange voices, and nobody can be found. Now my aggravating mama, she died about a year ago. My aggravating mama died about a year ago. And ever since she died, I've been hanging everywhere I go. Lead 45, lead. Everybody rock. This is that witch and owl people, y'all rock. Make me go nuts. Hollow. I'm even afraid to raise my hand. Afraid to hollow. I'm afraid to raise my hand. Because that witch and owl, she come in walking like a man. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. Says, Tampa, you're going to have witching hours, and I will linger in your memory.
Station of the Stars. House for 3 long years today. Yes, I've been in this haunted house for 3 long years today. The blue ghost has got me surrounded, baby, and I can't get away. So lonesome when your woman's gone. Yes, the world is so lonesome when your woman's gone. Your heart is full of sad days, but you're still trying to carry on. My poor self sinking down.
station of the stars.
Star music, star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Hey! This is a devil's jump, man. Son, I sure do love her.
Thank you.
baby, she low. My baby, she low. Baby, there's a red dot on the ground. She loves the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. It takes her all night long.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
That's today's blues and Satanism hangover. John Lee Hooker, the original one-chord wonder there with the Devil's Jump, or as he called it, the Devil's Jump. Robert Johnson before that, Me and the Devil Blues. I got a good marketing strategy. He had a big hit a few years ago. He couldn't follow it up, Robert Johnson, so just released the same album again, dub a little applause on it, and call it Robert Johnson Unplugged. All the yuppie idiots would buy it. Before that, Lonnie Johnson, no relation, The Blue Ghost Got Me. Tampa Red did Witching Hour Blues, and J.B. Lenoir opened it up with the Voodoo Boogie. Echo sounded nice today for Halloween. Back to the news. Like this couple that buried their newborn baby alive out in Long Island there. Fortino Perez and Urbelina Emiliano, they buried their infant in the backyard in a shallow grave. Rather than risk the humiliation of raising another man's child, it turns out the baby belonged to her boyfriend before this, her current boyfriend, so they buried it alive in the backyard. What can I say? Just in time for Halloween, they dug it up. Here's another one. Gardner, Washington. This is really badly worded, but turns out this guy, Harold Maddox, he lives somewhere out there in Washington, and down the hill from his house, a construction crew was blasting a radio with the voice of Rush Limbaugh was coming out of it. This is on October 14th. The workers were listening to Limbaugh, and Maddox had enough. He took a .22 caliber rifle and blasted the radio, according to the sheriff's officers, but Rush didn't shut up. All of a sudden, they heard a shot. They saw the radio jump and a bullet hole in it. Unfortunately, the radio kept working. You hit the radio, good, but you didn't kill it. It's still playing. That's too bad. I hate Rush Limbaugh. The next day, Maddox, age 62, the man, this is the guy who shot the radio, pleaded innocent to reckless endangerment and malicious mischief. No trial date was set. If convicted, Maddox could be fined. I don't blame him. I hate that fat pig, Rush Limbaugh. You believe that fat pig makes like over $1 million a year and I don't make anything? That fat pig. You just see that guy when he goes home, sitting there with his big fat belly hanging over his shirt, munching on greasy pork chops. That big, hateful, fat pig. Boy, that fat pig. I hate that guy. Rush Limbaugh. They ought to make that guy get on one of those stair climbing machines they have in health clubs until he has a heart attack and dies. That fat, greasy pig. I hate that guy. Where was I? Oh, Los Angeles, Dateline. Murder suspect showed off his victim's severed head to prove to his acquaintances that he had actually killed the man. Humberto Amaya, age 32, was arrested Monday in the death of a 35-year-old man, said Police Lieutenant Sergio Roberto. The suspect had gone to a local meat market and bragged about the murder. When people didn't believe him, he decided to go and show them the bag containing the head of the individual he killed. Roberto said the victim, a transient whose name was not released, was killed Saturday night when he was visiting Amelia's house. He said Amelia decapitated the victim with a machete. The head was found in a plastic bag Sunday afternoon. The same day, garbage collectors came across a trash can too heavy to lift. There was a body inside, folded in half, bound with a wire without its head. On that note, what do you say we get back to some more records? Here's one everybody likes. Jackie Morningstar. Full-blooded American Indian on the Sandy label from Alabama.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold 1 million copies. Well, I got one to sell 1 million to. Well, I was out in the graveyard about 12 o'clock. Something hit me. It felt like a
hip.
Out on the cold, cold highway, there in the windy night, you can hear the roar of his motor as his black car jumps from side. His sweetheart lies behind him, her lifeblood on the floor. Her last deed was to warn him her heart would beat no more. They laid a trap to get him at Johnny River's place. They knew he'd come to see her when the moon was high in space. Close to her heart, a gun was strapped with a trigger on her hand. The shot would take her life if she tried to warn her man. The blast of the gun surprised him. He turned and sped in the night, not knowing his love lay dying. He drove with all his might. And then on the air he heard it, like a cornered wolf he'd fight. His blood ran hot within him as he turned again that night. He rode with his motor straining, his right foot on the floor. He cursed and felt for his pistol as he pulled up to the door. They shot him down on the highway, his pistol by his side. A tear rolled down his handsome face as he called her name. And now on a cold and windy night, when the river's place is bare, you can hear him gun his motor as he rides to meet her there.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up, the goo goo muck. I'm the night head hunter looking for a head. With a way out body underneath that head, you baby with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. A jungle and I'm a beast.
teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the Cuckoo Muck Tiger and a teenage beast. You better duck when I show up, the Cuckoo Muck. And say, baby, like I've been telling you, I'm the Cuckoo. And bang!
Oh, baby, this is Half for Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM East on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
In every bag, we have a thing.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
I want to leave and have a memory when I go. I want to leave something to let the whole world know. The rock and roll daddy has done passed on, but the bones keep rocking long after I'm gone. Well, bopping machine.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange. Old pal Ronnie Dawson, the blonde bomber from Dallas, rockin' bones. We were the Nightcaps, Haunted Sacks, and Hazel Atkins did We Got a Date. Ronnie Cook and the Gay Lads did Goo Goo Muck, by request. Scooter Gill and his accents, Phantom Wheels. We opened it up with Jackie Morningstar, Rockin' in the Graveyard. Perhaps the greatest of all Halloween rockabilly records. We're in there, in the top three or four. Anyway, I am the Hound. I'm driving for the next hour and 54 minutes. This is WFMU East Orange. By the way, don't you know, things to renounce. Tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, very special treat. Mr. T, Todd Abramson, and Vince the B, Vince Bernicevic, will be spinning discs better than a live band. Better. They can't make rock and roll like they used to. They're playing. It's free to get in. Our own Mr. C is going to be doing a set there. And those operative words, free, more money for beer. You don't have to stand and look at an ugly band, get your ears blown out and hear bad music. Tomorrow night, D-Generation are playing over at Webster Hall on a very peculiar bill with Lunachicks and who else? Karen Black and L.A. Guns, which is one of those like Guns N' Roses type moron idiot bands. I hope they burnt up in the fire, but... And then Tuesday at Brownies is the world-famous Blue Jays and Amy McMahon Rigby. That's a really good double bill. Anyway, getting back to the news, I've got the animal desk. I got three with a people win, and I got three with an animals win. Let's take the people win first, because I like to give the animals their last ups. Upper Marlboro, Maryland, a mysterious slasher is mutilating horses in suburban Washington's horse country, and police have no idea who he is. A 12-year-old stallion, a retired racehorse, and another horse have all died of broken necks, apparently, while struggling on a tether while the attacker stabbed their genitals. This is in Maryland. Here's a good one. This is in Jakarta, Indonesia. I have to cue up the laugh track for this one. Men in bulldozers flattened two farms, killing 10,000 chickens this week. The owner said the attackers may have been mad that he wouldn't sell them the farm. The Daily Compass, the newspaper, said that the men used three bulldozers to destroy a farm and bulldoze right over 10,000 little chickens. But that looked good when they were finished. Sweeney, Texas, the remains of a drug-sniffing dog that disappeared in April have been found, and two teenagers who reportedly bragged about killing the Labrador Retriever have been charged. Officers heard two 18-year-olds boasting about the killing, and the dog's remains were recovered Friday in a roadside ditch just outside. The dog, which has been used by the department for 3 years, had been choked and beaten, according to preliminary investigations. The dog had been stolen, and he These kids, well, you know, a snitch is a snitch is a snitch. If it walks on two legs or four legs, it's still a snitch. I don't believe in training dogs to snitch on people. They're supposed to be our friends. It's no good. Anyway, let's get to the animals winning. True fans, in deer, it's deer hunting season over there. A panic-stricken buck went after a hunter over the weekend, and he got his man. The buck, frightened by the noise of the beaters flushing out game, charged and gored a man with his antlers, severing the hunter's eruda, whatever that is. The hunter, Jean-Marie Macon, was unable to get off a shot, and he bled to death within minutes. The buck, weighing more than 400 pounds, fled into the bush, and no carcass was found. So the buck lived and got his man. Las Vegas actor Jan Michael Vincent underwent surgery this week to repair his face after a dog bit off a thumb-sized part of his lip. The attack happened Sunday during a dockside victory celebration after Vincent won the Pacific Offshore Powerboat Racing Association's prize on Lake Mead. In his exuberance, he reached down to pet a dog that was there with his owners. The owners warned him not to, but when he did a second time, the dog nipped at him and took off a big chunk of his lip. The dog, a female Rottweiler, was taken to Boulder City Animal Control Center and released to its owners. Vincent, as you know, was in White Line Fever and Tribes and a bunch of other movies. One last story, and then we'll get back to some more records. Anchorage, Alaska. Renica did a bang-up job on the news today. I wish I had a longer laugh track. A woman who went outside to check two puppies was found dead, apparently trampled to death by a moose. The body of 66-year-old Anishka McCormick was found on Sunday. Hoof marks covered her head and nightgown-clad body, and moose tracks were found throughout the yard. Well, that's a sure tip-off. An autopsy determined she died of a head injury. Two puppies were found unharmed in the backyard. Mooses are very aggressive towards dogs, said David Harkness, the state Fish and Game Department's area biologist for Anchorage. The moose can be very aggressive, particularly a bull moose this time of year, the end of a mating season. Moose are abundant in South Anchorage and where the attack occurred, and the large moose wandered in the yard while the family were looking for clues to McCormick's death. It weighed 1,700 pounds. On that note, let's get back into it. Wouldn't be Halloween unless we played this one, Bo Diddley, on the Checker label.
I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. That boy, the one I purple people, he's looking at me. He hollered, oh. I jumped in my plane and I took to the clouds. I had to go see what the mess was all about. My mother did not understand all these funny looking people from another land. Plane and I made it back.
had my baby and gone.
Something wanton, something wicked is coming your way. She's the girl with the power to turn you on, to turn you off. Cross over into the occult for the initiation of the Virgin Witch. You don't believe in witches? You'd better believe in the Virgin Witch. She'll blow your mind. In Eastman Color, from Joseph Brenner Associates.
The big green that had no name. It was covered with ooze from head to toe. And as it came out, it said,
"Go, Daddy-o."
I stood there staring at that sight I saw. It was beating out time with a hairy claw. I shook and I shivered from my head to my shoes as the big green started grunting the blues. His breath. He was breathing fire and I thought of death. But he just looked down on me and said,
"Man, I'm waiting out of my head."
The big green had a crazy beat. He was knocking it out with his big wet feet. His one red eye was rolling around while knocking out rhythm with his tail on the ground. He called it slop. He said that he learned it at the swampland hop. He did a little rolling and a fast slip up and said,
"Take me to your leader or I'll eat you up."
So I took him to the leader of a rhythm combo. And I hear he's gonna make it on the Dick Fox show. He's been playing full houses every night, grunting out the blues with all his might.
I fucked an old gal in the graveyard.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Yeah.
for water. For my water. I'm sorry, my boy. You have served me well. But there's nothing more for me to do here with you. Mr. Devil! Don't push me in that fire! Oh, Mr. Devil!
Never before has man been transformed into such hideous proportions. Never have teenage girls been subjected to the terrifying ordeal in the fantastic room of torture.
Unspeakable shock and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stair. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming. A boy, his toe. Oh, look there. He goes. My Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright. And this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. Great, and he can't be late. He's got a day to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot sacks of foam. Cause this to go is going to town.
Mm-hmm.
He's really angry, and he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He shakes his bone to hot sacks of gold, 'cause Mr. the ghost is going to town.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, WFMU East Orange, the five Jones boys, Mr. Ghost Comes to Town. Send out now to that goofy new ghost in the sky, Vincent Price. The Shades did Strolling After Dark, and Eugene Fox with Ike Turner on guitar did Sinner's Dream. Igor and the Maniacs did The Big Green, and Bo Diddley opened it up, Bo Meets the Monster. Coming up after the Vibe Report, we're going to have our 25th anniversary of the Stooges tribute, and then we'll go back into more Halloween trash until 6 o'clock while we wait for Roscoe to check in. Let's see what else. There's a good lawsuit thing here in the news. The American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, AFTRA, and all of America's major record companies, even though none of them are owned by American companies anymore except Warner Brothers, have defrauded musicians out of more than $7 billion in health insurance, pensions, and other benefits charges of federal lawsuit filed by several dozen well-known performers, including, let's see, Curtis Mayfield, Jerry Butler, Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, Carl Gardner of the Coasters, the estates of Mary Wells and Jackie Wilson, and get this, Brian Hyland, the elusive butterfly of love himself. They seek more than $7 billion in damages, claiming the record company systematically underreported artists' earnings to AFTRA, thus underpaid contributions to AFTRA pension and health funds. Specifically, the suit claims breach of contract, breach of fiduciary duty, fraud and pension embezzlement, statutory fraud and racketeering. The music industry is totally written out in a very sleazy way. In fact, if you're an artist, you're basically paying for everything from the, you know, from the shrink wrap on up. And when it's all over, they still own your masters. I don't understand why, like, you know, these guys like Madonna and Bruce Springsteen, these real powerful stars, don't go to court about stuff like this. It's left to the ones who are starving to death, trying to pay their hospital bills, like poor Curtis Mayfield, to attempt to do something about it. I hate Bruce Springsteen. I hate him as much as I hate that fat pig Rush Limbaugh. He's a phony. I'm trying to read that Louie Louie book by Dave Marsh. I mean, I got 3 pages into it, and he's already dropping Bruce Springsteen's name in it. I hate that guy. Okay, well, here's a good Halloween story. Oh, no, this is too gory even for me. Snuff tape victims, mom rips killers. I better go for a different one. Okay, Newport, Kentucky. It's kind of a cool place. It's right across the bridge from Cincinnati. A lot of good junk stores there. Got a lot of records there myself. A mystery man named J.R. Costigan says he was punched out by a ghost in his favorite bar, but his lawsuit over the Earth Reel attack appears to have vaporized. Costigan sued Bobby McKay's Music World in small claims court on September 29th, claiming a ghost punched and kicked him while he was in the restroom of the country music bar. He sought $1,000 in damages and demanded that a sign be posted to warn of the ghost's presence. Costigan claimed the dark-haired apparition appeared after he walked around daring the ghost, a legend at the club, to show itself. The spook fled after the attack. The club's lawyer, Robert Lutz, took the case in good spirit. He filed a motion in verse asking the lawsuit be dismissed, pointing out that it will be hard to get the fight's only other witness into court, that is the ghost. Costigan himself appears to have given up the ghost, too. He has filed a motion to dismiss. Last week he was 5 minutes early. This week he's coming in late. Oh, well. We got plenty of news stories here. Oh, there he is. Let's just go to the Vibe. Where is he? Bring that down. Air line. Hey, Roscoe, you there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I was locked into my drawing board and compass and protractor.
Uh-oh.
And forgot what time it was.
Oh, great.
To, you know, mapping out some plans for world domination.
Aha, I should hope so. The 90s, it's time to turn a profit.
How about it? What's today's vibe over there?
It's a nice, you know, we're doing our annual Halloween show, so I'm playing all this Halloween trash. We're going to take a little break from that and it's the 25th anniversary of the first Stooges gig tomorrow, so we're going to do a little tribute to the Stooges. We got some rarities to play, and then we'll go back into the Halloween trash.
Terrific.
Now that I don't work, I stopped working on Fridays, figuring I'd be more rested for the show, but it's not working out that way. Now that I don't work on Fridays, I stay up till like 9 in the morning on Friday nights.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm floating through it.
So what were the adventures of the hound like? Are they just not for the listening public?
They're definitely not for the listening public.
Oh, I went to that morphine gig. That was, they couldn't have got any more people in.
I saw you there from the street. I looked in the door. It was way too crowded to even bother going in there.
Well, I ended up going,
especially for a band without a guitar.
Yeah, I wanted to go. Went to the back, and it was good. I like them.
Yeah,
I think they're good.
I like their name.
They did get some interesting sounds out of that rig of theirs. It was interesting. So Saturday night, what's the plan for Saturday night?
I don't know of my own plan yet. I know that if I have any energy, I'll go out to Maxwell's and watch Todd and Vince spin records. That sounds like a better idea than trying to go see a band. But I don't really have a plan yet. Depends on my energy level. And you?
I don't know. I saw Vince at the Swingin' Neckbreakers gig last week. They were really good.
Yeah, they were great.
They're good.
I dug it. I saw Vince there, too.
Let's see. What? Oh, I don't know. Tomorrow there's so much stuff going on. I may stay in this evening.
Yeah, that's a good possibility for me, too. What are you doing tomorrow?
Well, what's tomorrow there's a couple things at Brownies. This guy, Ray Mason, and who's a guy from Northampton, and the Blood Oranges. And that's early, like 8 and 9 o'clock. And then Simon is playing at the Ludlow, and that's kind of been on my calendar for
a couple of
weeks.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a good one.
Yeah.
Simon, who never takes off his Halloween costume.
Right. It's on there. It's in there.
Yeah.
So I think that seems to be the best Halloween joint to hit. Oh, and then tonight there's the Green Door vibe also.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't even realize that. There is a Green Door tonight, folks. There's one for you.
It's
the battle of the DJs, and depending on which side of the river. You have Todd and Vince on one side of the river, and then you got Howie and Jesse on the other side.
It's sort of like pre and post 75.
There you go.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I think I'm going to go back to the mad scientist thing here.
Okay, Skull.
I'm with you on the Stooges vibe. I guess I'll have to, you know, fight for the tape of the show.
Got a couple of rare ones.
Cool.
Some you might have never even heard before.
Well, it's just, you know, can't get it in. You know, all I can get is trombones.
Trumpet bones? I heard Brian Seltzer had 5 trombones in his
hand. Hey, there you are. I can almost get feedback.
Is that me?
Some feedback means I almost got the show.
There you go. Here, see if you can tune in this.
Yeah. Brian Seltzer had 5 trombones?
Yeah, that's why I heard he had 5 trumpets, 5 trombones, and 5 saxes. How's he paying all these guys?
That's pretty loud.
They must be working cheap.
Yeah, or
maybe the money he saved by not having a PA.
Or by not marrying a model or whatever it was.
Yeah,
really. Bill Wyman's wife or whatever. It's too confusing over there. All right, man. Well,
okay, Sco.
I'm confused. I'm having a good time, so we'll see you.
Okay, Roscoe.
Bye.
Nice vibing with you.
Hey.
Aloha. State of the Vibe Report, ladies and germs. What's going on back there? Where's my matting? Give me some matting. Try that one. Anyway, so 25 years ago, as of yesterday, tomorrow, Halloween, 1967 at the Grandy Ballroom, the Stooges. A bunch of suburban guys from Ann Arbor, nothing special. They had all been in other bands. Iggy had been in a band called the Iguanas and in a band called the Prime Movers and what else? The Charging Rhinoceros of Soul. He was a drummer. He became a lead singer. He actually played guitar in their first gig, Hawaiian guitar. And then there was the Ashton Brothers who had been in the Dirty Shames, and I think Ron had also been in the Chosen Few. Dave Alexander, who had never been in a band. They tried making movies, and then they tried being an art band. They eventually learned to play 3 chords and made some great rock and roll records. They were together on and off for about 7 years. They're about the last really cool thing that ever happened. It's all been downhill since there. So here it is, our tribute. We do this every Halloween to the Stooges.
can I come over tonight? Can I come over tonight? Well, do you think I wanna do less right? Can I come over tonight? I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. We will have a real cool time. A real cool time tonight.
Anybody with any more ice cubes, jelly beans, grenades, eggs they want to throw at the stage? Come on. You paid your money, so you takes your choice, you know.
Yeah.
want to do, I ain't afraid to admit it.
In the Motor City. Kind ladies and gentlemen, the Stooges' next presentation this evening will be for all you boys and girls who want to slow dance.
Very cheap stuff. And you cost too much.
Anybody with any more ice cubes, jelly beans, grenades, eggs they want to throw at the stage? Come on. You paid your money, so you take your choice, you know. Threw eggs, you always say they threw me. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big hand for Mr. James Williamson on guitar right here. Rock action on drums. Ronald Frank Ashton on bass. Big hand for Mr. Scotty Thurston on piano, vocals, and harmonica. And let's not forget your favorite well-mannered boy, the singer! Let's hear it for the singer! I am the greatest! Thanks for the egg. Thank you for the egg. Do we have any more eggs? More eggs. Who wants this genuine bell? You want that on it? What am I bid for a dozen eggs? I have missed. Come on, try it again. Come on. Listen, I've been egged by better than you. Come on now. Is it time for a riot, girls? Riot! Let's get a towel for the egg yolk. I don't want to get caught with yolk on my face. Oh, baby, come on. Light bulbs, too. Paper cups. Oh, my, we're getting violent. Oh, there's two guys left the stage. Well, we'll all have to leave. We'll see you later.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want to hear?
I think a good song for you would be a 55-minute Louie Louie. Let's give them an extra treat and do Louis. Would you rather we just ran through our program set and looked real slick, or would you rather we just relaxed and did Louis Louis? Yeah.
goes. Ladies and gentlemen, with Louie Louie, and thank you very much to the person who threw this glass bottle at my head and nearly killed me, but you missed again, so you have to keep trying next week.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here, WFMU East Orange. I love that, boy. That's how it ended for the Stooges. Actually, it didn't end that way for the Stooges. This record always purported to be the last Stooges gig, but according to Night Bob, the guy who recorded that, our good friend, they actually played a few more times. In fact, I saw them after that recording down in Atlanta. But there we heard, that was Louie Louie from Metallic KO. We heard Rock Action, a very rare outtake from the latter-day Stooges. Search and Destroy with a weird mix that's different than the one on the album. Same performance, a little different mix there. Down on the Street from Funhouse and Real Cool Time from their first album. 25 years ago tomorrow. Who would have thought the world would have lasted 25 years after the Stooges? Anyway, getting back to the news, we do have Nazis in the news today, all over the place. Cologne, Germany. Oh, this is a good one. I need a laugh track and some Sig Heils. Well, let me cue up the laughs, folks. You're going to like this one. I know I did. this is a man was arrested on suspicion. He killed his blind 74-year-old father by cutting off his penis and leaving him to bleed to death. Son told police he was too drunk to remember what happened after he got into a long argument with his father early Friday at his father's home. A doctor responding to the call from the son found the father dead. He had severe injuries to his head, and the cause of death was loss of blood due to a severed penis. Police could not find the penis. They suspect the son used a knife or scissors to hack the thing off. Now let's move to Ludendorff, Germany. A man shot at a group of foreigners after arguing that they ought to speak German in Germany, and a Lebanese refugee was seriously wounded. Police said in Ludendorff, which is about 30 miles southeast of Hamburg in northern Germany, they arrested this 45-year-old laborer for the shooting in the market. This was last Sunday. Witnesses said the suspect told a group of Lebanese they should speak German, and a heavy argument broke out. The suspect suddenly pulled out a pistol and fired several rounds, hitting a 26-year-old Lebanese man once in the back. Germany has been plagued with right-wing violence for the past 3 years. More than 1,400 incidents of right-wing violence against refugees, foreign residents, and Jews have occurred in Germany this year alone, with 9 deaths. Wunderbar. Liegenach Rahe? I don't know what that is, but Renneker wrote it out for me. Here's how Germans fare in my hometown, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And this is pretty sad. State of affairs for us, too. German tourist who urgently needed to use a bathroom on an airplane was mistaken for a bomb threat, and he spent 10 months in jail. Johann Griesengrack, age 24, pleaded guilty last week to 4 charges of involving interference with a flight crew and was sentenced to time served. As it turns out, the U.S. District Judge Norman Rotker criticized federal prosecutors handling the case, said it was a disgrace that he'd been in jail this long. He was in January. He was arrested aboard a flight to Germany. Who was afraid of flying, said the problem started when he was tried to use the restroom because he said his quote unquote bladder was going to explode. When a German speaking flight attendant instructed him to sit down, he said, "No, no, no, the roof would go," which is German slang for an urgent need to use the bathroom. The attendant said she thought Grudengeck was referring to a bomb, and he was arrested at Hollywood Fort Lauderdale International Airport. 10 months in jail because he couldn't make $100,000 bond on that one. Oh boy. Here's another one. A pilot's urgent need to urinate while flying his F-16C fighter jet caused the aircraft to crash over Bonn, Germany, and cost the U.S. Air Force $18 million. The war jet went down September 8th. The pilot, Lieutenant Colonel Snellgrove, was safely ejected. He lost control of the fighter jet while attempting to urinate in a piddle pack, said the Stars and Stripes, an unofficial newspaper of the U.S. Army. A piddle packet, which is a dehydrated sponge in a plastic container, and they do provide them for us here at FMU under the console. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he missed the piddle pack. He got his control board, ejected himself at 33,000 feet, and lost the plane. Don't forget Green Door tonight at 15 St. Mark's Place, or Todd and Vince over at Maxwell's. Your choice of what era you want to hear spun, but there's no bands to see tonight, so it's the battle of the DJs across the rivers. Let's get back to that Halloween trash. We got an hour left. I'm the Hound. I'm driving. This is WFMU East Orange. We got one queued up here by Paul Gayton. Paul's Nightmare.
The story of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
A cat was walking through a cemetery. A tombstone there made him stop. He looked to see just what it said. And this is how that tombstone
gone. Well, the wind rose up from across the blue. The cat hollered out, "What happened to you?"
What was that?
A B flat, cat.
Don't ding me, daddy, 'cause I'm real gone. Don't ding me, daddy, 'cause I'm real gone. Oh, don't ding me, daddy, 'cause I'm real gone. Don't ding me, daddy, 'cause I'm real gone. Well, don't ding me, daddy, 'cause I'm real gone.
Then came a voice from that dark back, half like a log and half like a rat. What was that?
A fat rat, cat.
Don't dig me, daddy, 'cause I'm real gone. 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 Well, don't dig me, daddy, 'cause I'm real gone.
Man's body, a fly's head.
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good, but nothing was gonna happen, at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about the monster that craved on human meat.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no,
was
no,
it the
no.
creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
I froze dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
At me, but before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut through the graveyard is a bunch of jazz.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No.
Are you the creature called Wolfman?
No.
Well, then you must be the thing.
Ha 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 ha
Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons. Likes to rock to a crazy song. Every night she's a winning arm. She's a chick with a wicked twitch. She is my witch. Chicken just for the thrill, till you wind up in a ditch. She is my witch. Every feverish moment in the emotional life of the immature. Young blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess. Did you...
Did you know that mental illness claims more victims than any other disease? That's right. One American in every 10 is suffering from some disabling mental or emotional disorder.
And all.
Takes you down.
Down.
It's 40 floors beneath the ground.
Ground.
It's like you're sitting there. Oxygen is sitting there. Now, old back
in time, gotta take you. You won't come out like you win. You won't come out like you win.
Pull up a tombstone and sit down.
Heartwarming story of the kids who turned the big town into a rhythmic uproar.
call back in the States.
Down here, WFMU East Orange. Extra long set because you've been such a good audience. Brian Walker, Trick or Treat. Before that, the Hollywood Flames did Frankenstein's Dead. Ronnie Island, the Blisters, Wicked. The Cymbals do the Zombie. Kip Tyler and his Flips, She's My Witch. The Jayhawks did The Creature. Rod Willis did The Cat. And Paul Gayton opened it up, Gayton's Nightmare. And getting a little bit back to the news. What do we got here? The American government wants to find out exactly how many drinks it takes to damage your brain. So instead of asking my bartenders, they've decided to go to Australia for their research. It seems that Australia has the highest incidence of Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, which is what happens when the brain shrinks as a result of alcoholism. For some reason that nobody has satisfactorily explained, Australia has a very high level of brain damage due to alcohol. Australia aren't the world's heaviest drinkers. They come in about number 12th. But they are the top English-speaking country in per capita consumption of alcohol, another factor that attracted the American funding. Now, the top drinking countries start with France, followed by Portugal, Luxembourg, Spain, Italy, Hungary, Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, Austria, Denmark, and then the United States ranks 19th. Folks, you're not trying. Anyway, I'll let you know what happens in this study. Let's get back into it. We got a lot of records to get to, and we've only got about 35 minutes left. The DuPonts, Screaming Hall, Screaming Ball at Dracula Hall.
Under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee. Took the thing from out of space and made it to stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life is threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Clock 12, I hollered out, "Police!" That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking, and the sun came up with one more scream. I woke up.
We had a ooh heart party. We had a ooh heart party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall, everybody had a screaming ball.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. 3-3-5-5-4-4 for me was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped in the bed and I covered up my head. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock. I jumped right to my feet.
There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a doing his stuff, a breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next.
The graveyard tramps who rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down. We get our hands on every stiff in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps, rated R, absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
The dead man's gone.
best lead guitarist in the world, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming from Dallas, Texas, directly to the Hound. Oh! On WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't be frightened. You will be with me tonight. Mwah, mwah,
mwah. Way back a long time ago, there was a Halloween party, as you all know. There was a Mickey and Kong that had a time. An old alligator with his terrible bite. Well, the mummy was a scratching his rotten jaws, while a monster knocked alligator through the wall. Spooks was a making a new one stew.
Something wicked is coming your way. She's the girl with the power to turn you on, to turn you off. Cross over into the occult for the initiation of the Virgin Witch. You don't believe in witches? You'd better believe in the Virgin Witch. She'll blow your mind. In Eastman Color, from Joseph Brenner Associates.
I just moved in my new house today. But I got squared away. When chains started ringing and bells ringing loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up of my mind to stay, and nothing was gonna drive me away. When I saw something that gave me the creeps, had one big eye and two big feet, still and I did the freeze. It did the stroll right up to me. Made noise with his feet that sound like a drum.
Said you're gonna be here when morning comes.
I say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Mom's gonna run me off. In the kitchen, my cook stove's blazing hot. Coffee was boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my pan. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that said a man on my hot stove with the pot in his hand. Hard, I began to shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, you better run. And don't be here when morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. Stay right here, I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no boy's gonna run me off.
Ah!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down near WFMU East Orange. Johnny Fuller, that was the very original first version of Haunted House. Jack Starr did Halloween Party, The Revels, Midnight Stroll. Buck Owens there did Monster Holiday. The DuPonts opened it up with Screamin' Ball at Dracula Hall. One last time through their announcements, then we're going to rock right through the end of this thing. Let's see, there's Green Door tonight, 15 St. Mark's Place, and that's their Halloween Bash costume party. And over at Maxwell's, Free, Todd and Vince are spinning, along with our very own Mr. C and a couple other surprises there. That's Free at Maxwell's tonight. Tomorrow night at the Ludlow is Simon and his Bar Sinisters. Tuesday at Brownie's, world-famous Blue Jays, Amy McMahon Rigby. That's it for announcements. Let's just go right back into it. This is Dr. John in his tender years doing business as Morgus the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood.
Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. Want a thrill, turn the lights down low, steal the show, see.
Argus, the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
The Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After
warning.
After shock.
The sexual transformation of a man into a woman will actually take place before your very eyes in Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
A man by day.
A woman by night.
The perfect disguise to indulge a lust for sex and violence. Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
An American International Pictures release in color, rated PG.
Was he a woman?
Was she a man? Or were they both?
Past the old museum, when I saw a sight that made me flip my beak. A big white thing came walking through the door. When I saw what it was, when I let out a roar, it was a rather large mummy with a rather large tummy. Yes, I mean a way out mummy. It's really, really with a way out tummy. Oh yes, and it was rocking, it was rolling, it was a real crazy spook. A long lost cousin who King Farouk was singing. This cat was big, man, like he was large. His belly was swinging like Cleopatra's barge. When he took off his sheet, oh, he really was a gasser. He had a tattoo on his belly saying, I like Nasser. He was a way out mummy, really. I mean a really, really big tummy. Oh, I mean a fantastic mummy. Oh, something else with a way out tummy, yes. Well, he was rocking and he was rolling. A real stupid spook. A long lost cousin to King Farouk was singing. Ho ho, ho 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 ho, ho 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 ho. Oh well, the sun came up, so I started to race. I had to get back to my mummy case. I never returned to this very day. But perhaps if you go by that museum, you might hear him say, I'm away out the mummy! With a swinging
for thought what it would be like to see a person's head amputated. Thank you.
That the human mind cannot imagine them. See all this and more when you see on stage, in person, that real dead body is given away to some lucky person at every performance.
Well, there I was in a strangely different land. Well, there I was in a strangely different land. Something big and hairy grabbed me by the hand. I turned around and in my surprise, a great white rabbit was a looking in my eye. It was a nightmare.
Yeah. This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's...
As I was riding across the plains, I spied a rambling phantom train bound for nowhere.
Bound for nowhere.
I heard a wailing ghostly shriek. It echoed from a mountain peak. This was my last ride.
This was my last ride.
I've roamed the plains for many years. Through troubles, happiness, and tears, this was my last ride.
This was my last ride.
My loving days have been dear. My broken heart's not mended. How well I do remember the day she said goodbye. The day she said goodbye.
Rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied.
My name is Frank Einstein. I just love rock and roll music.
Hello,
wing it, Igor. I'm so happy. They're such a good band. Why don't we ask them to stay for dinner? You're such a strange one. Why are you screaming?
I can't stand you or your rock and roll music.
It's so nice to feel wanted.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hal here, WFMU, East Orange. Al Casey and the Bats there. That was at The Adventures of Frankenstein. Gary Warren did Werewolf, the Dukes, The Last Ride. Scotty Stewart did It Was a Nightmare. Screaming Jay Hawkins did I Hear Voices. Little Richie Blum did The Way of the Mummy, The Way Out Mummy. We opened up with Morgus and the Ghouls, Morgus the Magnificent. Very scratch. I star that skipped so much. It looks nice. Didn't look like it was going to skip. Oh, well. Well, happy Halloween, folks. And if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week. I'd like to thank Renica and Fast Freddy for their contributions to the news today. And Wild Girls up next. This is WFMU East Orange.